Track 7, A Leap in Time, pages 17 through 18. In 1764, this room reminded the people of Boston of their town's important place in the British Empire. When they stood beneath this balcony and heard the royal governor speak in the name of the king, the great distance that separated Boston from London disappeared, an experience that filled Bostonians with pride. On July 18, 1776, this same balcony became part of a very different celebration when it was used to read the Declaration of Independence to the people of Boston. That night, the unicorn and lion, symbols of royal power, were torn from the building and burned in the street. British Boston was no more. Thomas Crafts, painter and proclaimer. Thomas Crafts knew the council chamber well. In 1764 he worked here as a decorative painter skilled at producing Japan furniture like this fire screen. In 1776 Crafts returned, chosen for his booming voice to proclaim American independence from this balcony. As he stepped through these doors, perhaps Crafts marveled at the remarkable change the world, and this room, had witnessed in just 12 years. Images, Colonel Thomas Crafts Jr. by Rebecca Furness. From the collection of the Bostonian Society, official copy of the Declaration of Independence, 1776. Printed by John Gill and Powers and Willis. From the collection of the Bostonian Society, King Charles I, RCIN 404398, Oil on Canvas, 1636, Anthony Van Dyck, Royal Collection Trust, UK. In 1628, the English House of Commons presented King Charles I, reigned 1625 through 1649, with a petition of right, a petition which forced the king to acknowledge the power of Parliament. Charles I tried to usurp Parliament's authority many times during his reign. Ultimately, he was executed in the English Civil War.